At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey there, little explorers. Are you ready for another deep dive? Today, we're going to jump right into a story about a boy named Huck and his Grandpa Pop.
Ooh, I love stories about grandpas.
Me too. Huck loves visiting Pop because Pop always has an adventure waiting just for him.
Every time. Wow. So what kind of adventure are we talking about today?
This time is extra special.
Extra special.
You bet.
Yeah.
Because Pop doesn't just have a story. He has a magical map.
Whoa, a magical map. What's so magical about it?
Well, this map is really old and kind of tattered, but it shows all the secret places that Pop explored when he was a little boy.
Just like Huck.
Exactly.
So where does this magical map take Huck and Pop first?
Okay, so their first stop is a hidden treehouse.
A hidden treehouse?
Yeah, right in Pop's backyard.
Wow, can you imagine having a secret treehouse in your own backyard? That's so cool.
I know, right? I bet it's full of amazing things.
It is. The treehouse is filled with stacks of old comic books and even a jar full of colorful marbles.
Ooh, marbles.
It turns out that Pop, when he was a kid, used to love superheroes.
Really? Did he have a favorite?
He did. He even tells Huck about how he used to pretend to be Captain Awesome.
Captain Awesome? I love
his very own superhero.
Ooh. I wonder if Captain Awesome had any superpowers.
That's a good question. Maybe we'll find out later on in the story, but for now, Huck and Pop are having so much fun reading comics and remembering all the adventures that Pop had in the treehouse.
It sounds like the treehouse is a really special place for Pop.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what? The map starts to glow, showing them their next secret spot.
Ooh, where to?
A nearby pond where Pop caught his very first fish.
Wow, a pond where you can catch fish. That sounds like an adventure. I wonder if Huck will catch a fish, too.
He sure tries. Pop even has his old fishing pole ready for Huck to use.
Awesome.
But guess what Huck pulls out of the water?
What? Don't tell me it's a sea monster.
Not quite a sea monster, but close. Huck reels in an old boot.
An old boot.
An old boot.
That's so silly.
And you know what makes it even funnier? Pop tells Huck that when he was a boy, he accidentally caught his shoe in that same pond.
What? No way. That's hilarious. Maybe that pond is a little bit mischievous.
It might be.
But at least Huck and Pop had a good laugh about it.
They sure did, and now the map is glowing again.
Really?
Uh-huh. It looks like Huck and Pop are off on another adventure.
Where will the magical map take them next? We'll have to wait and see.
So this time, the magical map leads Huck and Pop to a sunny field.
A sunny field. What's so special about a sunny field?
Well, as they get closer, a picnic blanket and basket appear as if by magic.
Whoa, really? Like magic.
Uh-huh. It's like the map knew that they'd be hungry after their fishing adventure.
Ooh, a picnic. I love picnics. What kind of goodies are inside the basket?
All sorts of yummy treats, sandwiches, cookies, and even refreshing lemonade.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. I bet Huck and Pop are having a great time.
They are. And while they enjoy their picnic, Pop tells Huck stories about all the fun family picnics he had when he was a boy. He even tells Huck about funny mishaps. Like a kite getting stuck in a tree and a runaway watermelon.
A runaway watermelon? I bet that was funny to see.
I bet it was. And sharing stories and laughing together makes the picnic even more special for Huck and Pop.
It sounds like they're making some pretty amazing memories together.
They are. And as the sun starts to set, Huck and Pop walk home hand in hand.
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet Huck is wondering about the map and all the adventures it led them on.
He is. And Huck asks Pop if the map is really magic or just Pop's memories coming to life.
That's a great question. What does Pop say?
Pop smiles and tells Huck that maybe it's a little bit of both.
Ooh, both.
He says that magic is just another way of making moments unforgettable.
That's a beautiful way to think about magic.
It is.
Yeah.
And Huck realizes that even though exploring with the magical map was so much fun, the real treasure is the time he spends with Pop making new memories together.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
It reminds me that the best adventures are the ones that we share with the people we love.
Exactly. And you know, we all have our own special magic maps.
What do you mean? We don't all have maps that lead to secret places.
Maybe not real maps, but things that remind us of special times and the people we love.
Oh.
Yeah. It could be a favorite book you read with your family, a special shell you found on vacation, or even a song that makes you think of someone you love.
Oh, I get it. My magic map is a photo album my grandma made for me. Oh. Every time I look at it and I remember all the fun times we had together.
That's a wonderful example. What about you listening right now? Do you have any special magic maps in your life? Think about it for a minute.
I bet our listeners have all sorts of magic maps in their lives.
I bet so too. Maybe it's a blanket your grandma knitted for you.
Oh, yeah.
Or a funny drawing you made with your belt friend.
Ooh. Or maybe it's a game you always play with your family.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or a special place in your backyard where you like to go on adventures.
Yeah, those are all great examples. You know, it doesn't really matter what it is as long as it makes you think of those happy memories and the people that you love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you're feeling a little bit adventurous.
A little adventurous.
Yeah, think about your own magic maps and all the wonderful places they can take you.
And don't forget to share those adventures with the people you love, because making memories together is the best magic of all.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on this Deep Dive Explorers. Keep on exploring and making your own magical memories.
Bye for now.